Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, we were talking before recording about something called the Back Mass Market. Please tell me this is Ozzy Osbourne's latest.
No, it's nothing to do with the music industry. It is when electric vehicles come to the end of their life and the battery is recycled. So essentially speaking, they are crushed and then creates what is known as a black mass. That black mass is then, in most instances, exported back to China, where it is then decomposed, as it were, into all its major elements, and the rich earths and precious metals, etc., are taken out and recycled. As the marketplace grows, this is going to be a bit contentious, because essentially speaking, that means that much of the materials required to make the batteries in the first instances will come from the recycling, and that means that the European marketplace will be reliant on Chinese supplies. So there is an opportunity here for UK businesses and manufacturers to start their own recycling process. And I think it's just one indication of the way in which recycling and reuse are now becoming major mainstream markets.
Yes, it's been quite an interesting couple of weeks, hasn't it, on the recycling front, and how much companies can now see advantages in going into the recycling marketplace.
Oh, yes, very much so. I think the announcement, which was yesterday, that Vinted, which is the largest online reuse company for clothing, has made significant profits on turnover of nearly over half a billion dollars. So it's a Lithuanian startup, but essentially speaking is the largest in Europe now for what is known as either pre-loved or vintage clothing. And I think it's an essential aspect of the way we go forward. I mean, it is an element of reuse that has been long around. Don't throw clothing away, you reuse it, whether it happens to be repair or actually just, you know, gift it to somebody else. And I think now this is becoming an acceptable part. And I think I remember reading last week that something around 20% plus of the fashion marketplace is now reused clothing.
Certainly reused yarn is becoming a really important thing in fashion. I mean, M&S has for years had a something going with Oxfam. They had swishing parties. Now you can pack up your clothes and post them for free. There's lots of encouragement to work in this area. But I agree, it's a really interesting growth marketplace.
Oh, it's been going on for quite a while in the wool industry, where woolen clothes have been unpicked in Italy for a long, long time. They were all sort of niche activities. Most of the marketplace was concerned with buying new all the time. New because, really, I suppose, the ethos from the 60s and 70s, which was passed down to current generations, was that new was always best. And now we are really sort of discovering the post-Second World War scenario, where austerity had brought in the idea of, you know, darning and recycling and reusing. And now we're doing it not for austerity reasons, we're doing it for planetary reasons. And I think it's an interesting one. And also in the electrical marketplace, where one of my mentees runs a company called iWarranty, and they've been extremely good at looking at the recycling and repair of electrical goods. And so I think that the marketplace is growing as a major sector in its own right.
That said, we are talking on the day that the government minister, Claire Cotino, came out with saying that businesses shouldn't be held back by a slew of legislation on net zero, and that she felt that the marketplace should find the net zero position. And a part of me thought, well, actually, isn't that one of the problems of a free market, that we have got ourselves into this position? But equally, it does look like the free market and the marketing opportunities are helping us find ways out of it.
There is a very interesting discussion to be had here as to whether or not it should be legislated for, or whether or not it's actually going to happen by mass marketplace, the individual, the consumer, the individual citizen making the decision. And I'm very much a believer that it will actually be pressurised by the individual doing it. Governments are just too slow these days to make these decisions, and are too weighed down by pressure groups and concerned about their popularity to make the decisions that are essential. You can just see that in the case of the electric car marketplace and how that has slowed down since the government moved the goalpost as to when everyone had to have a non-petrol or diesel car. So I think the government has a significant role to play, but it can't be the only one because in one respect, it just doesn't act quick enough. So it has to be down to individuals and people who are making their own moves gradually get together, as in the case of Vinted, and start to force the agenda.
Excellent, Charles. Has anything else caught your eye this week?
Nothing along the same topic. There's obviously elements of on the political side of things as how were the current state of... I hesitate to say the word farce in Western politics continues, but it does appear that we are into a very interesting but not necessarily productive phase of the political, to use the phrase, a political pantomime from a marketer's perspective. But no, I think we should concentrate and go and look at the other areas that are being recycled. I think recycling is definitely the agenda for the week.
Excellent. And obviously, if listeners have any growth areas that they would like us to explore, please do bring them forward. You can always contact either Charles or I through the Cambridge Marketing College social media. And we are looking at new and growth areas for marketers, particularly at the moment. There's so much doom and gloom. It's really lovely to be able to concentrate on marketplaces where there are things that are happening and exciting things that are happening and exciting areas for growth.
Very much so. I think we should be positive. The sun is out, spring is here. Let's go for it.
Lovely to speak to you, Charles.